Good day, beautiful people. I'm back on the air today, and today I am titling this message, Learning to Live a Life You Love. And I was reading a couple of books, and my overall focus right now is protecting my peace and staying in a joyful mood no matter what. And I know sometimes we're faced with different challenges, but I wrote a few things down about learning to live a life you love. But I had a couple of questions, like, how do you feel about your life, and would you say you love it, or do you just get through each day doing the things that you normally do each day? And and do you live in frustration? And when you wake up each day, do you focus on positive things, or do you immediately start thinking about something negative from the day before? So I wanted to come on the air today to encourage you to focus on living a life that you love. And I have three things that I want you to focus on. First, I want to encourage you to adjust your attitude, because it has to do with how we see things. You know, having a negative, critical attitude or feeling sorry for yourselves, you know, to me, it does nothing but drain you. And then a lot of times it affects our health. You know, I've watched a lot of people, at least family members too, where they have gone through so much, and you can see how the stress and different things that they're dealing with is affecting their health. And a lot of times it's our attitude, how we deal with things. We can't control what others do, but we can control how we deal with the situation that we're in. And I want you to encourage you to make a determined decision to have a more thankful attitude in your day-to-day life. And I want you to thank God for good things you can think of right now, and look for more things to add to that list each day. So focus on the positive things instead of the negative things. And another way to improve your attitude is to help make someone else's life better. Because I'm noticing that when I pay it forward, and when I say that, I mean help somebody else. If I see that there's a need, rather it's feeding somebody who's asking for some change so they can get something to eat, instead of giving them the money, I have went and bought food and took it back to them, and they were grateful to have it. And it does something to me. You know, I can be having one of those days where I may not be feeling my best, but when I do something for somebody else, it gives me that joy in my heart, knowing that I was able to help somebody. The second thing I want you to focus on is have a proper perspective. You know, loving or hating a thing, you know, often comes down to how you look at it. And like I said, it is how you look at the situation each and every day. And it's possible for you that you can have more joy in your life simply by looking at it from a different perspective. I know life is not easy. Trust me, I know. And we all have to deal with a hardship at times. But when we keep a positive perspective based on God's word and his promises, and when we focus on him and put our trust in his love and goodness, he will always be bigger than our problems. And I still do believe that. I don't care what it looks like and how big it is, but God is the one who can fix things for us, especially things that are out of our control. All we need to do is pray, trust, and be still. And the last thing I want you to keep in mind is don't compare your life with someone else's. I see people all the time looking at things and what people have, rather it's a bigger house, a bigger home, or whatever, car, or whatever, thinking that they have it all based on how they dress and the trips or different things like that. And we pay so much attention on social media. If you notice that a lot of people don't really portray, hey, I can't pay my rent this month, or I'm having issues with this or that. They always give you that positive, like I'm just on top of the world. Everything is great. And I'm not saying that they're not sharing positive things, but everything that you see that looks a certain way isn't always what it appears to be. They could be struggling trying to pay that mortgage or to pay that car note or whatever it is. I want you to be content with what you have. And things that I want you to remember is that people who are happy and content with what they have aren't comparing their lives to others, you know, that were trying to measure up to an image they think that they would have. I want you to be happy and content with the life that you have. And if you see that there's improvement, get to work and start working on yourself. You know, I do that a lot for myself. And I'm honest when I'm on this podcast. I try to tell you guys, I mess up, especially with this weight thing. One minute I drop 20 or 10. Then I start getting busy and I do what I call not mindful eating. And then, of course, you know, the Holy Spirit have a way to say, okay, now you know you're not going to be able to get those jeans on today. And I'm just being honest. And I know that I have to stay consistent and focused on what it is that I want and different things like that. And I want to encourage you to focus on yourself. What is it that you need to improve on? Set some goals and do that. You know, and I want to leave you guys with this, that knowing God and having a relationship with Him is the beginning of having a great life. And rather you have a little or a lot of money in the bank, it doesn't matter, because God is going to love you anyway. And remember, He looks at your heart. He doesn't care about how big your car is, how big your house is, or your bank account. God is looking at your heart. And I want to encourage you all to focus on living a life that you love, and don't look at everybody else's, because there's a lot of people who like minimal things, and they can have a tiny house or just a car, just good enough to get around, but they're enjoying the life that they have because this is the life that they want. So I want to encourage you to do that. So before I close, I always remind you guys, please do not forget to pray each and every day. That is all I have for you guys today. God bless you and your beautiful families. Thanks for listening. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.